Father, we give you the praise and the honor for this moment. We appreciate your faithfulness. We thank you because you are God. Thank you for this service this morning. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 1, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. I welcome everyone here this morning. In the precious name of Jesus, I know you are not here by accident. And you are not going back the same way you came. I also want to welcome our members online from Holland. Beth and Anya Van Den Hock. They don't miss no service. First service, second service, third service, Tuesday service, Wednesday midweek service, worship and wonders night. All the way also brought in by Brother Fred Oroke, all the way from Holland as well. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Welcome you all, and we appreciate. They are so excited to be here in person. Whenever they are watching, they will send us the clip of what they watched. Send us the words. Now you are not sending the clips, you are seated in person. You are welcome. Give the Lord a big clap of hand, and you are welcome. Psalm 1, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. We are dealing on destiny destroying character, part 3, 6B or 6C. It's a carryover message from last month while we began to look at understanding character traits that destroy destiny. And today, we already saw from previous teachings the issue of pride, character traits to avoid. We saw lie and falsehood. We saw theft or financial lack of integrity. Today, we are seeing envy as a dangerously, a soft, subtle, but dangerously destructive destiny force. We earlier on saw how Lucifer was destroyed by envy. Who envied his maker? Adam and Eve. We saw all of that in the first service. We saw Joseph in the first service. Then we saw Adam and Eve, Joseph's brethren. We saw Adam and Eve. And we saw the Queen Vashti also in the last service. Today, in this service, we shall look at two examples of people terribly affected by envy. And our first example is Cain. Genesis 4, 3 to 5. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock. And of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Envy progresses to hatred, which progresses Cain. Envied his brother, hated his brother, killed his brother. Cain is nowhere to be found on earth today, or even in the archives of eternity, because of envy. Many times, envy can come out of surpassing performance or outstanding result of the victim of envy. When you have surpassing performance and or outstanding result, you can become a victim of envy. That was what happened to Abel, who was killed by killed by Cain. And the outcome is Cain had no future. Second example, the example of King Saul. Saul, the king of Israel, walked in envy, walked in jealousy of the young man David. When he saw that David got more applause than himself. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 6 all the way to verse 9, the Bible said, it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed of thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? Go on. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Eyed David from that day and forward. Here again, we see envy coming out of surpassing performance from David, outstanding result from David. I've said it before, and I will say it again. If you don't want to be envied, make no impact. Affect nobody. Touch no life. Walk in no favor. But for as long as you have favor, as long as you are making impact, you cannot escape envy. But what was the end of Saul? In the very next verse, after Saul allowed envy and hatred, he ran mad. An evil spirit that had the permission of God or allowed came upon Saul, where he had murderous tendencies. Saul ran mad. At the end of running mad, Saul died in battle. He never ended well because he allowed envy. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? What is the meaning and character of envy? Number one, I've said others before now, and I can't go into them because of time. So this is number one for this service, or literally number five overall. Envy is the manifestation of contention and competitive jealousy towards another person's personality, quality, or result. Envy envy is the manifestation of contention or competitive jealousy towards another person's personality, quality, or results. People who have envy, they move a lot with contention. They move a lot with competitive jealousy. As far as they are concerned, anybody with any result is a competitor. And for as long as a person allows contention, he must remain in tension. Tension. So envious people and jealous people are permanently tensed regarding the issues of others. The manifestation of contention, competitive jealousy, because of somebody's personality, just the way the person looks is a challenge for them. It's a problem. The quality of the person is a problem. The results of the person is a problem. It's envy. What is the meaning and the character of envy? Number two, envy is the inability to stand or withstand the success and impact of others. The inability to stand or withstand the success and impact of others. It is discomfort with the progress and accomplishment of others. The inability to stand or withstand the success and the impact of others. It is discomfort with the progress and the accomplishment of others. Most people are comfortable if you are not successful. They are comfortable if your life is not progressing. But they become agitated and become tensed up if you are making any progress. They are agitated if you are going forward. And those people never have a future. Am I communicating at all? Is anybody receiving anything at all? Have you had situations around your life where people who never greet you, when they heard that you were promoted, they said nothing? When they heard that you received an international award, they did like they never heard. But when they say you lost your mother, maybe each mother, something happened that was not too palatable. They were the first to call you. Say, I heard something bad happen. I'm so sorry. So sorry. Accept my sympathy. Oh. That was not a call of commiseration. It's a call of celebration. That call was not sincere. Those who are stingy with their commendation, but liberal with their commiseration, or liberal with their condolence. They are stingy with their commendation, but liberal with their condolences, are not sincere in character. Don't take them serious. It is hypocrisy. Behind such condolence is a wicked heart that cannot celebrate your result, but are the first one to come and condole with you when there is an attack. But you will never have such. Am I communicating at all? I am not saying this to them. I am saying to you, if you feel unstable because somebody is progressing, check yourself. Call your life to order. If you feel bitter, grieved. There is a genuine way to feel like my life is not moving the way it should. Lord, help me. There is a genuine way to feel that. There is a genuine way to say, oh, my life is not where it should be. Lord, I need to move beyond this. There is a genuine way to feel that. But when that feeling turns into resentment, when that feeling turns into bitterness towards those who are making progress, when that feeling turns into anger, animosity, then there is a problem. It becomes the Cain syndrome. It becomes a syndrome of Saul, and it can lead to negative consequences. Can somebody say a loud amen? I've used this example before, where somebody has very good friends until they announced that their wedding is ahead of them, and then the friends reduce, or that they have something that they are about to accomplish, and then the friends reduce. There are those who behave as if they never heard that something good happened for you. Beloved, it is very, very important. What is the consequence, or what are the consequences and the price of envy? Job chapter 5 and in verse 2, the Bible says, for wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Wrath killeth the foolish man. Envy slayeth the silly one. We said that already, but I'll just mention them. Number one, we said that envy makes people silly and foolish. You see a big man behaving like a small baby because of envy. I won't greet you. I won't talk to you. It makes people do silly things, foolish things. And that leads to number two. Envy kills. They do silly things that end their life on time. They do foolish things that take them out before their time. Vehicle, overtake me, I overtake you. Overtake me, I overtake you. Overtake me, I overtake you. The next thing is, disaster. Number three, we said that envy attacks health and vitality. Because whatever brings bitterness will bring sickness. We looked at that in the last service. It attacks health and vitality. Number four, we said that envy breeds uncontrollable temper. Envious people have a temper that is uncontrolled. I think we dealt with that all in the previous service, but we'll go and deal with number five fresh. Envy will always result in shame. Always result in shame. Genesis chapter 3 and in verse 7. When Adam and Eve, tempted by the devil, became envious of their maker and wanted to be like God, the outcome was nakedness, shame. In Isaiah chapter 26 and in verse 11, he said, Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. They shall be ashamed of their envy. The envious today is a victim of shame tomorrow. A victim of shame tomorrow. Because
He is wasting his time attacking the person he should be celebrating. He's a victim of shame tomorrow.
Number 6. Envy, which leads to hatred, enhances further divine opening for the envied. It enhances further divine openings for the envied. If you don't want God to leave you, leave people alone. Did you hear what I just said? Let me say it again. If you don't want God to leave you to yourself, leave people to themselves and God. Let me say something else. If you want God to bless people, hate them. If you want God to bless me, hate me. Joseph dreamt a dream. He was hated. When God saw that he was hated, God gave him a bigger dream. In Genesis 37 verse 8 to 9, God gave him a bigger dream. And the brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Verse 9. And he dreamed yet another dream. And told his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. The last one that you were hating me about, this one is bigger than that one. Am I communicating at all? God is attracted to the resisted. He is attracted to the rejected. Don't be afraid of bad people that their wishes for you will come to pass. Don't be afraid. It is the opposite of it that will come to pass. If they wish you go down, you'll be just flying high, for as long as your relationship with God is intact. I prophesy to someone here, in the name of Jesus, up is your place. Up is your place. Say the loudest, amen. Genesis 29 and in verse 31. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. But Rachel remained barren. There are wombs and doors that will never open until you are hated. There is a hatred God wants to see to open some things. When the Lord saw that he was hated. Some of us, the people don't know the mystery behind what we do. We are sold out and lost to God. So the more you hate us, the more explosive things happen. There are testimonies we don't share, we can't share. Because it will die some people. It will die them. Hey! See the way Joseph was hated, envied and hated. They hated him until they sold him. When they saw Joseph, you know what they told Joseph? Joseph said, how many are you? He said, we are 12 brothers, but one has died. It was Joseph they were talking to. That was the level to which they hated him. They didn't expect him to be alive. They wanted to kill him, but they put him in the pit. The Ishmaelites drew him out of the pit and sold him to the Egyptians. They say, no matter what happened, let me borrow your word. Pata, pata. By now, it should have died. So, right in the front of Joseph, how many are you? We are 12, but one has died. Can you imagine those who want you dead saying to you, you have died?
telling you to your face, you have died. If it is Nigeria here, you will kill all of them first. You say, I have died. I will start with you. Who has died? Who has died? He was just looking at them. Okay, one has died. Okay. Tell me more about your family. At the end, Joseph said, the person you say has died. I am the one. I am Joseph. They dropped their face. Reuben. Yes, sir. Shem. Issachar. Yes, sir. Zebulun. Yes, sir. Gad. Yes, sir. Levi. I'm here, sir. Look up, let's see. Yes, sir. Here was the stone that was rejected of the builders. I am the stone that was rejected of the builders. But it has become the head of the corner. 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 Big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. What I preach both from experience and from revelation. When nothing has started yet, we're in one meeting one day. One girl stood up and said, who do you think you are? Why do you think you are the only one that should have? Why do you think you are the only one that must preach? Why? Just normal young man, just zealous and on fire for God. Who do you think you are? Why do you think you are? Why must you be the only one that must preach? Young children coming up, serving the Lord. And preaching hasn't started then. Church hadn't started. That person couldn't survive 5 weeks after that statement. I don't know whatever else happened, but I didn't pray one prayer. Envy slays. Envy slays. Envy slays. And now it enhances further openings for the envy. In case people are envying you, hating you, just face God. They are only assisting you. I'd like you to note this down. Envy brings acceleration for the envied and stagnation for the envious. The one who is envied moves forward. The one who is envious, envying the other, remains on the same spot. Envy brings acceleration for the envied and stagnation for the envious. It happens. You just remain on the same spot. Leah was hated, womb open. Rachel and Jacob, you remain where you are. And of course, consequence number 7, envy is in the class of murder and leads to eternal damnation. You envy people, you are bitter, you are hateful. It's the same hell that killers are going. Romans chapter 1, verse 28, all the way to verse 32. He said, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, like being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, and so on and so forth. And those who do those things, they have their who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of that. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do that. Did you hear that? You are not envious, but you keep such company. You have pleasure. You are happy with bitter people. Your end is the same. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. I want to beg you, don't walk in envy. And please never allow anybody to recruit you into the envying of people, the hatred of people, and bitterness against others. Don't let human beings can easily be recruited. I read a passage in the last service, and I am going to read that again. But before we go there, I'd like you to know that it is possible that you are doing a good thing and you can be envied. Look at our Master Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 15, verse 8 to verse 10. You will notice that Jesus, as good and kind as he was, Mark 15, verse 8, and the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered unto them, saying, Will you that I release unto you the King of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered Jesus Christ because of envy. Who is this boy? Where are you coming from? We have been in this temple before you were born. And the crowd, they are not following us. And there you are in the desert. Everybody is there. The crucifixion of Jesus was rooted in envy. Can you beat that? Paul the apostle went to preach in a city, and then envy started. Look at what Paul said first in Philippians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. He said that it's possible for some people to preach the gospel out of envy. Some indeed preach Christ even out of envy, out of strife, and some of goodwill. One is preaching Christ out of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my body. Can you be that? That somebody carries microphone to preach only because of hatred for another person. Envy called him into ministry. Envy called him into pastoring. What can he preach that we cannot preach? What can he do that we cannot do? I start my own. And when that such envy happened for Paul in Acts 17, look at that. Acts chapter 17, verse 5, all the way to verse 6. And then he said, Acts 17, verse 5 to verse 6. But the Jews which believe not, they moved with envy. They are meant to be Jews. They took unto them certain lewd fellows, This is the recruitment of people into a gang of envious people. Fellows of the baser sort. And gathered a company and settled the city on an uproar and assaulted the house of Jesse and sought to bring them out to the people.
Look at that. Learn a lesson from this. Unbelieving Jews became jealous, taking along with them some thugs from the low lives in the marketplace. They formed a mob. It is useless people that envy useful people. I'm telling you, useless people who will amount to nothing. That don't, now, if you agree to be enviable, you have agreed to be useless. Impactless people envy impactful people. Non-entities attack celebrities. Non-entities attack authorities. You will never be in that category. Say after me, say, I am important. I don't have the time to attack another. I am important. I don't have the time to have to attack another. Before, it will be very, very hard. Before you see a notable figure that is generationally impactful, taking another person as his focus of attack. Billionaire owner of Twitter comes up and says, today, my topic is the owner of Facebook. I want to really deal with him. Have you ever heard of such? No. Very, very impactful minister of the gospel, Kenneth Copeland, comes on the air and says, today I want to deal with T.D. Jakes. Will you ever hear such? My topic is T.D. Jakes. No? But many people. Not major people, many people. Micro people. Infinitesimal, remotely disconnected, calculatedly insignificant. People existing only to be counted during census. That is what they have made their life to become. They have decided not to make anything out of their lives, but to look for who to fight, who to attack. As if they are at the back because somebody is in the front. Those are the people. Plenty on social media. Aimless, jobless, placeless people. Plenty everywhere. You are not in that category. Don't put yourself in the category of what was just described. You have a destiny to fulfill, and you shall fulfill that destiny. Somebody say the loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say the loudmost amen. These are things that destroy people's lives and destinies. What is the cure, the therapy for envy, contention, bitterness, jealousy? First of all, realize that there is a glory allocation for every child of God. Every child of God is a seed of Abraham. Every seed of Abraham is a star, and every star shines. Every star shines. All the scriptures outlined there, please place it so they can copy that. All the scriptures outlined there will explain that to you. If we go through them now, we may not be able to finish on time. Realize that there is a glory that belongs to you. God did not waste his time creating you. He didn't bring you on the earth to be a spectator. He brings you to be an active participant. In those days, I say active participator.
and they said it was not good English, but I want to retain it. He didn't bring you to be a spectator, he brought you to be a participator. Hallelujah. Realize that there is a glory allocation. Number two, realize that no one's success happens at the expense of another person's success. You are not at the back because that man is in front. There is space in front still. You are not down because somebody is up. In fact, down is majorly crowded most times. Realize that nobody is the reason for anywhere you are. Just realize that. Number three. Realize that gifts, graces, and abilities are in levels. The gifts that God gives, the graces He gives, the abilities He allocates, they are in different levels. Some have one talent, some have two, some have three. Some can only pastor one church, just one, in their whole life, one location. If you give them to oversee 5 or 10, their head will scatter. But faithfulness at one level, that will move on to the next level now. Alright, number four. Realize that a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from above. Nobody receives anything except God gave it. Including yourself. Including anybody you want to envy. Just realize that. A man can receive nothing except he be given from above. Number five, realize that faithfulness at your current level is what qualifies you for promotion to higher levels. Faithfulness. When you prayed, only headache is healed. What do? The next time they invite you to pray anywhere, say, is there anybody with headache here? Lay hands on the headache, prophesy, and they will be healed. When you see the blind and the deaf or things like that, you can just say, it is well with all of you in Jesus' name. Just ensure. What pastor said, they went somewhere and they say all of them, pastor should come and lay hands on the sick. And he does not lay hands on the sick. I think it was a pastor Mensah who was saying that. He said it publicly. He said, so when they were laying hands on the sick, he will select the people he will lay hands on. This one, his eyes are open, everything is okay. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. This one, his leg is twisted, eyes not seeing, it's okay. Receive it. I leave this one for those. That's right. To know your level is not stupidity. It's not even humility. It's reality. This is where I am. So you accept that level and you are faithful there. Then if your talent was one, it moves to two. If your talent was two, it moves to five. And you move. When we started ministry on day one, this dance that I'm doing now, there was nothing like that. Nothing. If I was dancing like that since, I would have been dancing like this in secondary school during social club. I didn't. Zero. We used to watch those things in those days. And while I made up my mind to praise the Lord, then things happened. I was not singing. I did, even though I gave special number at the age of 9, if I listen to the CD now, I may have to pity the people that were subjected to that kind of special number. But the heart was willing. I never received even half a song or a verse of a song. These things began to roll out with one level after another. Faithfulness in one level brings other things out. Began to bring things out from level to level to level. I didn't plan. One girl asked me the other day, young girl going to the university. And she said, why did you start playing the saxophone? How? And I told the story of how I went to a meeting and the saxophonist was playing saxophone. Young girl was there, this would be like almost 20 years ago. The Lord's trumpeter was with me in that same meeting. And the young girl was there. The saxophonist played the saxophone. The anointing filled the air. The girl was 12 years old, deaf and dumb. Father is late, mother was late. And she had nobody, and my heart was filled with passion. What does the devil want to do with this girl? No father, no mother, can't hear, can't talk. How does she survive? With that unction generated by that wind instrument, I rushed at that girl and cleared that devil out by the power of God. She spoke so plain, heard so clear, like she's been hearing all her life. She herself was crying. As she saw herself talking, everybody was crying. The Holy Spirit ministered to me. See that instrument? Pick it. When I came home, I asked, told my wife, I said, I'm going to play the saxophone. Picked it. Within 3 days, I had played a song. And then the very next service after that, I came into church with saxophone. And that was how the journey started. I never knew anything like that existed. But I was faithfully preaching, praying for a sick person with passion, and then that came out. Anything God has empowered you to do, do it faithfully. While you are doing one, others will be opening up. Grace will be coming out. Talent. I prophesy to somebody today, as you begin to be faithful in what you are doing for God, greater things will manifest out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Number 6. Or time. Realize that goodwill towards others will provoke success in your own life. When you wish people well, when you say it should be well with people, there is no devil that can say it should be ill with you. When you say God should take people where he needs for them to be, no devil can keep you where you are not meant to be. Life is a seed. What you sow is what you reap. May you succeed. May you fulfill everything God brought you into this world to become. May you become it. When you do that for people, when you pray that for people, no devil can arrest you. You know the prayer I pray for my Father and the Lord? Father, everything you want him to achieve in this life, whatever you wired him, let him achieve all of it, nothing less. Why am I doing that? I'm doing that, one, because I have a passion for his life. Number 2, because if it is working for him, it will work for me. Am I communicating? I heard somebody talk against about a man of God. Say, what does he want again? He has overtaken everybody now. Can't he rest now? There was somebody talking like that. And those kind of people don't achieve anything with their lives. Moving about like cricket and... what do you call a periwinkle? With tiny crown on the head. Realize, number 7, we dealt with that before, that envy and hatred consolidates stagnation and frustration. Hateful people can never go forward. Bitter people never succeed. It can lead to every disastrous thing that bitterness can lead to. It will consolidate stagnation. The more hateful you are, the more stranded your life will be. I know a young man. He hates everybody. He talks about everybody.
Everybody is wrong. Everybody is after him. He just continuously. That young man is still stranded today at an advancing in age with no result. There are plenty like that. Whenever they see you and they want to smile for you, him. Before you can say, praise the Lord, smile is coming, it's rapidly summarized. Rapid summary. My baby here saw one such guy in our house. One day said, Daddy, I don't like this uncle. And you will never like the uncle if you saw him. Nothing to be, everybody's wrong. As a matter of fact, bitterness has run people mad. I told you about Saul. Envy. Finally, realize, did I give scripture for the last one? Genesis 29:31. We read that God opened the womb of Leah, but Rachel remained barren. That is acceleration for one, stagnation for another. Finally, realize that envy and hatred will guarantee eternity in hell fire. Eternity. We read that in Romans chapter 1, verse 28 to verse 32. Verse 32 talked about all who do such things will receive the judgment of death. Not just death in this world, but in the world to come. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15. 1 John chapter 3. He said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is well with you. 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 Those who want you dead before your time, you will hear of their death. Those who hate you without a cause, they will disappear out of this world without a reason. People will be wondering what it is, and before you know it, they are gone. Say the loudest amen. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat. Let me give you a point. Number 8 in the treatment of, was that number 8? So that's number 8. So let me give you just point number 9. And we'll stop there, even though 9 is an odd number to stop with. But point number 9. Continuously guard your heart from envy, bitterness, and jealousy through the release of goodwill. Continuously guard your heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, he said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Continuously guard your heart. And let me tell you, you may need to guard your heart, especially from those who are arrogant about their success. There are those who are arrogant. They are successful, but arrogant. Don't mind them. It will not last. It is humility that sustains authority. There are those who look at you and want you to know that they are bigger than you. Forget about them. Just face God. I've seen such people before. I've met with people, in my wife and I, in positions of highest level of position anywhere, and they look at you and you are trying to greet, and they are just looking at you like, where do I know you from? What kind of yeyesious, cricketous arrogant is this? Very disgusting and practically nauseating. It wants to make you vomit. Just a little time and they scattered from the place of their arrogance. The same people now looking for you. So don't guard your heart from being bitter against those who are successfully arrogant and arrogantly successful. It has no future because it takes humility to sustain authority. I have married and you are still there. Leave them for God. I have got a house and what about you? Them for God. I have a job. What about you? Let God hear their insult. Guard your heart. Am I communicating? Take your seat. Third service. Congratulations for receiving an extra point. That is why it says better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. God, because there are people who will irritate you unto jealousy, who will provoke you unto envy. They will bring hatred out of you that wasn't there. Bitterness. Calm down. Leave them for God. They think they are racing with inside an aircraft. But if God plants you on a bicycle, you will overtake a aeroplane. Am I communicating? In conclusion, if you are the one they are envying, what do you do? They are hating you because you are in front, because you appear successful. What do you do? Number one, refuse to lose focus. Refuse to be distracted into the bitterness they want you to engage with them. Refuse to lose focus. If you lose focus, they succeed. If you maintain focus, you retain fire. And as long as you continue to fire non-stop, your impact multiplies. Whatever they are hating you because of also multiplies. And they continue to hate themselves to death. To do what? To hate themselves to death. Refuse to lose focus. And number two, refuse to be dragged into strife. Refuse it. I don't want quarrel. You know, it takes two people to quarrel. It takes two people to quarrel. When somebody wants to quarrel and you refuse to quarrel, what has happened? Quarrel over. And if the person continues to quarrel and you are not quarreling, spot diagnosis, insanity. Stand up on your feet. Because it's only mad people that quarrel with themselves. Smart. Who are you fighting with? Nobody. That is madness. See, remember the madman of Gadara cutting himself with stone. Who is fighting him? Himself. Hallelujah. Don't be dragged. I gave a quote by God's servant Bishop Oyedepo. He said, those who strive for excellence don't strive with people. They are too busy fighting to excel. They have no time to fight with people. Somebody say amen. Who heard something this morning? This afternoon now. Who heard something this afternoon? Be up standing on your feet. Lift up your hands.
and give the Lord the praise. 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 Give the Lord the praise in Jesus' name. I'll trust God to round this off between now and the next few minutes. And say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to walk free of strife and envy and jealousy. I receive the grace to be able to stand the success of people. I receive the grace to be able to surmount and succeed against the hatred of people. I receive that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. Everywhere you are this afternoon, I want to give you the opportunity of handing your life over to Jesus this afternoon. Pick your bags. Pick your Bibles. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to be free. I want to be born again. I want today to mark a new day for me. Maybe bitterness is not what you are battling with, but anything else. I want to be free. Pick your Bibles and your bags and come forward and let us pray for you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Quickly, come forward.
Hallelujah.
So those communion stewards and servants to come forward quickly and let the communion be passed. We'll do other things and before we take the communion.
Sing hallelujah.
Chest, those of you in the front here, pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life and grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.